Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, and welcome to the broadcast. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 29 June 2026. We had a little technical difficulty trying to come on the air at the top of the hour, so we're running a little bit late, and it can't be helped. It just happens. I mean, that's what live radio is all about. In a minute, we're going to bring up our guest tonight, Pastor Arthur Pulaski, a man that I had the privilege of meeting on the radio about 5 years ago when he was fighting the government of Canada tooth and nail, trying to preserve some Christian liberties in Canada, but it's even gotten worse since then. Before we go back to him, though, prayers for Darlene in New Jersey, please. Darlene needs spiritual and physical help. So remember Darlene, she's a sweet lady doing her best to serve Christ, and she needs some guidance, maybe some spiritual, maybe a spiritual boost like we all do from time to time. So keep Darlene in your prayers. And also Mary's son-in-law, Olus, has cancer. He lives in, I think Norway. Forgive me if I'm wrong on that, Norway or Denmark. And he has brain cancer. And she discussing, of course, getting some of the fenbendazole from Dr. Supple's outlet. So pray, keep them in prayer also, please, okay? Folks, many prayers coming in all over the country, even around the world. And I want to thank y'all for your faithful prayer warriors that pray for everybody we mentioned, and you pray for us also. Thank you so much for that. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate it. We don't take that for granted. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Pastor Arthur Pulaski, who spent time in jail, stripped naked, sleeping on a cold concrete floor, no blankets, no Bible, nothing. His crime? Trying to feed the hungry and preach the Bible to the people. That was his crime. And now it's getting really bad in Canada. And I want to say this before I bring up our guest. If I have any preachers in Canada that listen, with this new law going out, if you don't end up in jail, you're not preaching the Bible. But just like it is, all right? But Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much, Butch, for having me on your program again.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I'll say this on radio. I mean, I'm giving glory to God, but I'm bragging on you. You are a warrior for Christ. You've proven that. You got the battle scars, so to speak, to prove that. You and your family both. You've taken a stand when most pastors, about all of them actually in your area, turned their back on you. And they still are really doing nothing to stop what's happening in your country. But before we go into what's happening right now, we got a lot of new listeners. I know we picked up a new station in Florida that's going to be broadcasting this. Tell the folks who Pastor Otroposky is and what happened to you. Take about 5 minutes and give everybody kind of an update of what happened to you over the years.
Yeah, well, as you can tell very quickly, I grew up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the communists and the socialists in Poland during the 70s and 80s. So I grew up in an environment of police states and dictatorship and tyranny. I mean, police officers beating people up, arrests, show trials, where you were guilty before you even showed up before the judge. Broken legs, broken arms, constant torture. You could go to prison during that time just simply for listening to the wrong radio station. Since we are on the radio right now, well, if, let's say, in Poland, you tuned in into the wrong radio station and someone would find out that you're listening to that radio station, you would go to prison for 5 years. If you were caught reading a pamphlet, let's say, that was not authorized by the Communist Party of Poland, you'd go to prison for a year or two, of course, after you were tortured. So I grew up in hell. I grew up in a country that was attacked, as you know, in 1939 by the Nazis. So I heard the stories of the atrocities they did, and then I grew up in hell myself. Also, I saw the remedy in the 80s, the Solidarity Movement with Lech Wałęsa, when the Poles finally had enough. And I think, Butch, that's what we need right now. We need millions of Americans, millions of Poles, millions of Canadians to take to the streets and finally say, you know, enough is enough. And
I agree.
Polish people did it, and they did it. They did it with God. They did it with the cross. And I'll never forget that, where you got a masses of people, a sea of people, taking it to the streets with this massive cross. Pretty much you saw this sea of people and this massive cross, and they went to their knees, and they were chanting, "We want God. We want God. We want God." And, of course, they faced tanks, machine guns, soldiers, and tens of thousands were arrested. Some were shot dead. But eventually, in 1989, Polish people won their freedom. Iron Curtain was broken, and the Berlin Wall has fallen. So I grew up in that kind of environment. My parents decided to escape this hell, and we ended up in Greece. And from Greece, we came to Canada, because Canada was guaranteeing us. So actually, they were offering us a country that I will never forget. The officer, when he said to us, "Come to Canada. In Canada, no one will ever persecute you for your faith. We are the freest country on earth." And here I am, 360 citations later, over 120 court cases and arrests, more times than my lawyers remember. And my brother David was arrested with me 13 times. Our oldest son, about 20 times, detained by the Canadian authorities because he dared to testify before the European Parliament about what is happening to clergy in Canada out of all the countries. You said within 5 minutes, I'll have to talk for 5 hours just to give you introduction. But during the
Take all the time you want, brother. Go ahead.
During the COVID era, I, with my wife, rather way, and others like me, emigrants, rather way, we recognized what this whole thing was all about. It was a big fat lie. It was propaganda that we remember growing up, and everything they were saying on TV, radio, newspapers, the politicians. It was like copy paste that we remembered from communism. And I remember saying it, look, identical warning. I said, pay attention to what they're saying. That's what I heard all my life growing up with my wife. And of course, we were proven to be right. Just for the people that do not know, I was the first Canadian to get a COVID ticket for feeding the homeless. We run a charity organization that feeds thousands of people on the streets of Calgary 3 times a week. So we have been doing this for many years, since 1999, and 27th year is this year. And we were just feeding the poor when the authorities came and they said, we have to stop feeding the poor. They are shutting down shelters. And I replied to them, people, you don't make any sense. If we are truly in this crisis, as you say, then my services are now needed more than ever. So I appealed it to the mayor. I appealed it to the premier. Premier is like your governor. I appealed it to his ministers. No one cares to reply. At that time, Butch, we knew this is a big fat lie. This is propaganda. We're not in the middle of this crisis, as they say. Because I said to them, listen, what is going to happen to 15 to 20,000 different individuals facing homelessness if you shut down shelters and you stop people like me from feeding them? I mean, people need to eat. A crisis or no crisis, people need to eat. If I don't feed them, if you don't feed them, they're going to turn into crime. They will break into grocery stores, houses, other businesses, cars. And of course, they didn't care. No one listened to me. Instead, police officers showed up, health inspectors, bio services came, and I received the first COVID ticket. They did a big show about it. It was a propaganda piece, chief of police. And then later I was labeled a grandpa killer, grandma destroyer, a terrorist in the city of Calgary, a person that is jeopardizing the lives of 1.2 million people. I mean,
well, then, brother, how did they say that you were feeding the poor? How did they twist the story to make you a killer?
Yeah, well, it's very simple because they own the media. Again, remember at the beginning I told you we've seen this movie before. They always use propaganda. So your CNN, CBC, you know, here we got, you know, City News, we've got National Post, we've got Calgary Herald, Calgary Sun, all of those things are propaganda pieces. And they were all saying the same thing, like copy-paste. I was fascinated at watching it because you could have a different outlet, so you think you're watching a different news outlet, and yet it was identical. Sometimes they would change the title, but the body, it was identical. And that's what they did. They own the media. They are using it for propaganda purposes. And that reminds me of the minister, Goebbels. He was the minister of propaganda for Adolf Hitler during the Nazi era. And he said, propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. What that matters is just propaganda. So, you know, in other words, make the lie big and keep repeating it over and over again, and eventually people will come to believe it. And that's exactly what happened to us a few years ago, and is still happening in Canada. I, for my American brothers and sisters, I don't know if you are aware, but we Canadians, we cannot see certain news. So, for example, if I go to Facebook and if I want to find out what is happening in America, it will be blocked by the Canadian government. And it says I am not allowed in Canada to see the news. I showed it to my friends in the United States when I crossed the border. I said, look, I took a screenshot of your news when I was on Canadian soil. I just crossed the border. Now I am on American soil. And look, I can see the news. It's just remarkable. So they're keeping Canadians in dark. They don't want the people to know the truth. Why? Well, you know, and I know, and all the people that read the Bible know that the truth is the most powerful weapon. The truth shall set you free. It will set the captives free. What we're observing right now, Butch, is enslavement, elimination of the middle class. They're creating two categories of people, extremely powerful. They want to be tyrants. They want to be pharaohs and the slaves. They want you and me to be their slaves, and they are doing it in front of our very eyes. So I decided to oppose them. And I did it in a very vocal way when they canceled Christmas. I, on television, right after they encouraged children to have a happy Halloween, I went on television as well, and I said, well, who do you think you are, you green Grinches? You cannot cancel Christmas. You're uncircumcised Philistines. And I invited people to the biggest Christmas celebration in the country. And I had 120 police officers, 20 cops on bicycles, 54 police cars, anti-terrorist SWAT team, and the chief of police at our church service. And I end up with 15 COVID tickets worth millions of dollars. And that was just in 2020. Then 2021 shows up. They invaded our church. And that's where the video Get Out Nazis came from. They have been hunting us down for a year at this moment. Every church service, I had police officers monitoring, writing notes, filming me, taking pictures. Every service, I had the police bylaw services and at times health inspectors. So a year later into this tragic comedy, because it was tragedy, what we witnessed, it was a circus. It was theater, a Hollywood production. I had enough, and when they entered our church building, the only thing I had for those people was get out, get out, get out, Nazis. And that's what I said to them. And eventually, as you know, they go, but they came back with a vengeance. And ultimately, I have been arrested many times, charged criminally for officiating an illegal gathering, participating in an illegal gathering, inciting people, so inviting them to an illegal gathering, not wearing a muzzle, you name it. I even was arrested and charged criminally, stepping out of the plane on the tarmac for baptizing my daughter in a public park in a river. So the nonsense was going on crazy. But I've decided to oppose the devil. You know, the book of Esther was coming to my mind all the time when that was happening. And particularly, which the story of Mordecai. In the book of Esther, an uncle of Esther, Mordecai was his name, he was told by the order of the king to bow before wicked Haman.
Right.
And he refuses to do it. He refuses to do it. And in a way, it doesn't make any sense. The king is ordering you to do something. The government is telling you to do something. And he refuses to do it. But when you really go deep into the story, you realize that good men do not bow before evil men. And that's the story of Mordecai. He refused to bow before that psychopath, that Bill Gates, that, you know, Schwab, that, you know, Biden, Obama, Clinton type of a psychopathic individual, a bloody murderer, and he refused to bow before him. And, of course, that triggered the entire book of Esther later on. And also you've got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The whole, it says actually nations did bow before the golden image, except those three high-ranking officials, the ministers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to bow. And when you read the story, it's such a fascinating story that you realize that in the end of the day, for us Christians, it's in the fire, not outside the fire, in the fire that God deals with our enemies. In the fire, you have an encounter with the living God. In a fire, God sets you free, not outside of the fire. So if you're willing to go to the battlefield, if you're willing to stay in the trenches, if you're willing to keep plowing no matter what, no matter the season, just like Apostle writes to young Timothy, in season and out of season, you just keep obeying the word of God, God shows up. He not only sets you free, but also in the fire, you become, listen to me, my friends, you become a testimony, and also in the fire is your promotion. And then we've got the book of Daniel. Daniel was told clearly, you're not allowed to pray. What does Daniel do? Well, he did what I did. He goes, he opens the windows for the whole world to see, just like he did the day before, and he prays. He's not even locking the doors. He wants the people to know that people like Daniel, people like Ardo Pulaski, people like Booch, people like the remnants, or the people that God calls men of a different spirit, like Joshua and Caleb, we do not bow before the wishes of Satan and his minions. And that's what I did. So, for example, when they canceled Christmas, I organized the biggest Christmas in the country. When they said...
Quick question. How many pastors stood with you on that?
Oh, handful. Literally on one hand. Not even on two hands. I had one, sometimes two, sometimes three. Three pastors, a handful. That's it. Throughout of this ordeal, there were not many, and are still not many that are willing to stand up. But I mean, you should not be surprised by this. You know, correct me, Butch, if I'm wrong, but somewhere in the Bible it says, narrow is the gate, right?
I believe you're right. Yes.
Right? I think that's what it says. It doesn't say it's a highway to heaven. It's actually a very narrow road, and it says very clearly, not many. You know what that means, not many? Well, it means not many will find it. That means the remnant will make it. And the remnant is not big. So if you're expecting thousands of pastors rising up, I don't know. I don't think we're going to ever see something like this. We might. I mean, God is God of mercy, grace, and he's a powerful God. He can do whatever he wants. And I pray and I hope that thousands will come. But we should get used to the remnant. The
Amen.
Few.
Hang on to the break, folks. I got the break with your phone calls, but he's got more to share with you. But the new law in Canada, really hard to believe. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, folks. We are back here and talking to Pastor Otter Pulaski. He's sharing some of his experiences in Canada. Now, keep in mind, this is not Europe. This is not China. This is in Canada. And we haven't even got to the really serious situation just yet that's going on in Canada right now. Something that is just almost hard to believe, to be just in our neighbor country that this is happening to. And people as a whole are doing nothing but go along, get along. Brother, you go ahead and finish your information, and then we'll get in what's happening in your country now.
Yeah, so just to let the people know that just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, and Joshua, and Caleb, that God called a man of a different spirit, and of course, Mordecai that we talked about, I've decided to do the opposite what the enemy wanted me to do. So when the government said, you cannot gather, we gathered 8 times a week. When they told us singing is outlawed, so the Canadian government outlawed singing. So I said to the worshipers, now we're going to sing twice as many songs as normally. And then the government said the Lord's Supper is illegal. So can you believe it? Government telling you you cannot eat in the church. It's illegal. So I decided to do Lord's Supper every single time we meet. And I live stream it, the whole thing, because I wanted the people to see that we are truly living in the book of Acts, especially Amen. Chapter 4, where apostles faced a very similar circumstances. They were told not to do certain things, not to preach, and they did the opposite. They said, you be the judges whom we are to obey, God or, you know, God or you. And then in chapter 5, they said, we must obey God rather than men, and off they went doing the very thing the government was telling them not to do. Because in the end of the day, when there is clashing of the spirits or clashing of the kingdoms, as I like to put it, you have two choices. Either you obey men and disobey God, or you obey God and you disobey men. And I've chosen to obey God. And of course, for that, I was arrested many, many times. And my brother was arrested with me. Our oldest son was arrested, detained many times. So that was 2021. And then 2022 came. I became Canada's pastor, as they called me. I was part of the convoy, the truck convoy, where we had the biggest civil rights uprising in the history of this country. About 2 million Canadians took part of that. We did church services and rallies, 10, 15, 20,000 people every time we were showing up. So it was growing. It was amazing. Then I did a church service to the truckers in Coutts, between Montana and Alberta. And then later I was arrested by pretty much every force in the land, our version of FBI. and Calgary police uniformed, undercover detectives, SWAT team, you name it. I was placed in prison, stripped naked, metal cages, concrete cells, solitary confinement. And I mean, the story goes on and on. I was kidnapped by sheriffs, taken to Maxpot for the most dangerous terrorists. I was told I would be kept there indefinitely. Then I was kept in psych ward without the evaluation of the doctors, without even the knowledge of Alberta Health Services. So I encourage people, because we don't have time to go through this, because I want to cover Bill C-9, because it will be a shocker to the American people what the Canadian government just made as a law. But I want to encourage you. I wrote the book about my experience, the book that has been confiscated already by the Canadian government three times, and it's called Lions Do Not Bow. Lions Do Not Bow, and you can get it on Amazon.com if you're in America, or Amazon.ca if you're in Canada. So now the government is not stopping. We had a prelude, just a taste of course, what their intention was. Now they just passed Bill C-9, and that's the Combating Hate Act, which is kind of funny name for something that is aimed at censoring common sense, attacking truth, penalizing Bible-believing Christians. And this is an act to amend the criminal code of Canada. And so here is few things that people
should... By the way, brother, has that law went into effect now?
So the law passed the Senate, the law passed the Parliament, House of Commons, and I think it's going to get the final approval, but it has passed all the legalities and it's becoming a law. So here a few things that this law is going to attack. It will be criminalizing peaceful protests. So, for example, if you want to do what we did during COVID, well, now everyone can go to prison for up to 10 years just simply for opposing what the government sees as good. So if you just dare to oppose something the government is doing illegally, well, you will go to prison for 10 years. There is also a removal of religious defense. So, for example, it used to be if you really believed in the Bible, that was giving you a sort of protection because you held this belief with sincerity, and that would give you a protection. That's gone. Broad police discretion. Now the police would be able to do things that normally they were not allowed to do it. They can monitor your Facebook pages. And if you don't believe me, look what is happening in England. Tens of thousands of Brits were already arrested and are serving years of imprisonment for a tweet. And not even their tweet. They just retweeted somebody else's tweet, and now they're in prison. A Facebook post, you can go to prison for that. And there is also this bill has a lack of oversight. The legislation removes the requirement for the Attorney General's consent to prosecute certain hate crimes, allowing, you know, for direct police and the Crown action that, you know, could lead to politically motivated or arbitrary charges. And I mean, I'm a living testimony to that, which I have not broken the law, but they said I did. And they found the crooked Crown prosecutor, Stephen Johnston, you know, or others, you know, in other, in a Trackers cases, for example, that were more than happy to prosecute and bring charges. I was charged with terrorism for a sermon to the Trackers. I was convicted of terrorism, and later, a month after my conviction, the charge was withdrawn. But it took me through the ringer, through you know, trying to waste our resources. And, of course, I spent time in prison, almost 2 years, as you know. I was on house arrest, I think, over a year and a half, and I spent some time in jail and prison and psych wards and max pot. I mean, this is the problem when you've got a rogue, woke, corrupt government, then they can do whatever you want. And I grew up in that kind of environment. So it's a very serious attack on our liberties. Americans should pay attention to what's happening here, because that's exactly what they want in the United States. And if you don't, if you still don't believe me, like I, quite often I say, Butch, you don't have to believe Arthur Pawlowski, believe my accent. First of all, I know what I'm talking about because I grew up in hell. But also, if you still don't want to believe me, talk to the January 6th people. Talk to them. The government did was lawful. Everything was a hoax. Everything was done illegally. This woke, rogue government attacked American people and did it for one purpose and one purpose only, to scare patriots, God-fearing, and, you know, country-loving people, men and women, that wanted to stand up for liberty. And thank God that you have a new administration right now that is, you know, fixing the problem. But what worries me, Butch, what is going to happen after this administration is gone? Who is going to take power? I mean, what, they're going to reverse everything that Donald Trump and his administration is doing right now, including protection for Christians? So we don't know. That's why I think it's so important for your listeners to pick up that book, because I'm teaching you what communism looks like, what socialism, Nazism, or any other ism looks like, how dangerous it is from the perspective of someone that grew up under this insanity. Also, I'm giving you a narration of what happened in Canada. And what happened in Canada, they want to do to Americans as well. They did not quite succeed it because Trump took over. But I'm telling you, if you do not pay attention, if you will not rise up, you know, if you're not going to stand up for your rights, God and state-given rights, you're next. Don't kid yourself. They want the same thing, what they're doing to us here or in England. Or look at Germany. Look at Ireland. Look at New Zealand, Australia. Over there, citizens, you know, the Brits are the second-class citizens. The invaders are the power. Right now, they have the protection, they got the money, they got everything. But Brits that were born over there, they are the second-class citizens. They have no rights whatsoever. Their women are being raped. If you stand in defense of your women, your wives and your daughters, you are the villain, you go to prison. And if you still don't believe me, talk to Tommy Robinson, in and out of prison. Why? What is his crime? He was a reporter reporting on the gang rapes by the Islamist jihadists in Great Britain, in Ireland. Well, for that, they arrested him, they imprisoned him, they tried to murder the guy, multiple attempts on this man's life. I've heard that about a month ago he was arrested again and released. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy
stuff. It is crazy.
Stuff.
Well, we got to get to phone calls, too, but I don't mean to interrupt you, but very quickly, I got two questions. I want you to give out information on your book again and how we can help you financially. But so all this is happening in Canada, and this new bill that's become, it's going to become law. Are any churches rising up besides yours to take a stand?
Well, there's a lot of chatter. People are talking, pastors even are talking about it, but is anyone really standing up, organizing rallies, taking it to the streets? No, nothing, zero. I've heard few people talking here and there, but that's pretty much where it ends. You got to remember, what happened to Canadians is the government and the educational system worked for decades on pacifying You know, the Canadian people. So
same
they
thing
are not
here.
Really
same thing here. Same thing here,
yeah.
Brother. I know you're spending thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees. Do you need help right now?
Well, you know, I told you on the break that we just talked this afternoon about the show, and arrived right after, you know, a couple hours after we talked, I just got another bill, $16,000. And I said to my wife, you know, I don't know what to do. A little guy like me, how can I fight this beast? Because right now, Butch, what they're doing, they're not arresting me anymore. It was just too much commotion, too much exposure. So what they've decided to do is to destroy us financially. That's the new gig. Everything we do, they're opposing, dragging, roadblocks. They don't want to give us documents. We have to go to court. We are suing those people. We've launched the biggest lawsuit in the history of Canada. But they're fighting back. We're suing Attorney General of Canada. We are suing Chief of Police, Calgary Police, RCMP. Again, that's like your FBI. We're going after Alberta Health Services and City of Calgary. But they're fighting back like crazy. So if there's anyone out there that can support us, please do. And you can do it through our website, streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca. Or you can send me an email at art@streetchurch.ca. Street, because we are on the streets feeding the homeless. So art@streetchurch.ca. And if you can support, please do, because the new tactics of the Canadian government is we will drain you. We will take to have lawyers away from you, and that's pretty much effectively you're finished. You're done.
Okay.
And
well,
you
can take U.S. dollars, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, folks, I want to tell you this. I have a Pastor Arthur's address here. I know it's quite long, and a lot of y'all have a hard time writing it down. But if you want to send cash to Pastor Arthur, $5, $500, whatever, I promise you I will be sending something myself this Thursday. I really am. But if you can help, you send it to Call to Decision. You have our address. If you don't have it, call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and get it. And send the money here. I promise you, I will forward it to Pastor Arthur. And that's a promise. So let's help him all we can. Whether it's $1, $100, whatever, let's help Brother Arthur. Okay? So send it to us here at the ministry or get on his website, whatever you can do to help him. Let's talk to Jeff from Massachusetts before we run out of time. Jeff, come on in.
Thanks a lot, Pastor Paul. And thanks a lot, Pastor Arthur. Now, Pastor Arthur, I'm from a socialist state of Massachusetts, which is halfway to communism now. And Arthur, I want to ask you something, which is, when is it the end of a society when it's fully communist? Because I'm seeing the normies in my state, and when you say Massachusetts saying towards communism, the normies laugh. It's like, oh, these kooks on January 6th, they're in jail. Who cares about the kooks? You know, and it's all these fringe kooks. I'm a normie. I got nothing to worry about. I'm drinking beer. I'm going to the Bruins game. I'm watching the sports game. Going to the bar. I have a wife, a girlfriend, and everything. It's not going to happen here. What do you say to these type of normie types?
Well, it's not coming, it's already happening. And if you look at your life 20 years ago, you know, is it now better or worse? I mean, if you look at history, Americans could afford a lot more 30, 40, 50 years ago than now. You could 50, 60 years ago, you could work for 3 months and buy yourself a brand new car. You could work 2 years and have a house paid for. Right now, you work your entire life to have a shack over your head, and the car is $100,000 or, you know, $60,000. So, you know, it's happening already. But the problem with society is they will not get it until they will come for them and it will be too late for them. That's just history. And I know that's not very hopeful, But that's just what history is teaching us. Some people will never learn until they will feel the pinch. And I'm telling you, the pinch is coming. So brace yourself, buckle up, prepare yourself for impact. Do not waste your money because tough times are coming.
Oh, Pastor Arthur, another thing, too, is if you look at communist Romania under Ceausescu, the only way they were able to take off the shackles of communist Romania was the normies rose up, tried the Ceausescus, and had them executed. I don't want to see that come to America.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I don't see another way.
I was
still in Poland when Ceausescu was shot, so I was still behind the Iron Curtain when that happened. And I'm telling you, sometimes society comes to a place of no return. You have to go through the cycle. Unfortunately, hardship and difficulties, and there is just no other way. My prayer is that through this craziness, God would bless us with Goshens, with places of refuge, places of plenty, places of protection, because we have been faithful when others refuse to stand up and do what's right.
Amen. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Folks, you want to call, you better hurry. 717-300-1698. Brothers, we want to help if we can at all financially. I know none of us down here are rolling the money either, but I promise you, I'll be putting something in the mail to you this week. It won't be enough to pay off that $16,000 bill, unfortunately, but it'll be maybe something to help at least get something taken care of. So, folks, again, let's help Pastor Arthur. Please send what you can by his website or through getting in contact with him by email, or send it here to ministry, and I promise you he'll get every dime of it. Now, Pastor, you know in the past we've sent the funds on you, haven't we?
Yes, yes. And, you know, you said about little, but the thing is, it starts with little, and when you put one little to another little, suddenly the bills are paid. And, you
Amen.
Know, this is the truth that we have to understand. There is more of us than of them. If good people will come together in unity, we would be able to not only be able to defend ourselves against the circumcised Philistines, we will be victorious. We just have to have faith, and we have to be united under one banner, which is freedom, liberty, you know, pursuit of happiness and life. Those are the things that we need to stand for and pass it to the next generation.
Under the Christian banner, that's where we need to stand, absolutely. I don't care if it's Canada, U.S., or Mexico, wherever it is. We must unite under the faith in Jesus Christ and stand for the truth. And brother, I don't know what else to even ask you, because you've shared so much tonight. You opened your heart up. You just barely skimmed what happened to you. But now, to get your book again, then go to Amazon. Tell them again how to get the book.
Yeah, so this is the book that was confiscated by the Canadian government. Just for that reason, I think it's a good read. Why would you think the Canadian government is so scared of a little pastor that put a few words on paper? It's Amazon.com. Lions do not bow. Lions do not bow. Amazon.com and Amazon.ca for the Canadians. And the website for our ministry, streetchurch.ca. Streetchurch.ca.
And is law enforcement still attending your services and harassing you?
No, they actually changed their tactics. Right now it's the lawyers. So we just faced like four lawyers past Monday. Courts, judges, lawyers, that's the new game. They're coming after our funds. They want us to bleed out and not be able to fight them. That's the new gig. that the government is doing. And it's not just to me. Other people that are trying to bring justice to Canada are being treated the same way. So no more arrests, public arrests, but more, let's destroy them financially. Two of my friends right now, they lost their bank accounts. One is a gold and silver business owner, and another is a pastor that was just debanked, because that's the new thing the Canadian government is doing, is trying to destroy us financially.
Oh, my. That is really sad, and I'm so sorry. But it's coming to the USA also. And again, I'd like to thank the more men here, perhaps, that were staying with you. But I really can't say that for sure. I really can't. But I just admire your courage. And if, again, an invitation, if you're ever down our way or anywhere near us, I'd like for you to join us in one of our Bible studies, or come by and say hi to us, and I'll have my wife put in a big pan of cornbread for you. How's that?
Thank you so much. I'm sure it would be great.
Well, we love to see you face to face, brother. We talked on the radio for a long time. You and I go back, but when you were first more or less harassed, you told me I was one of the first ones that had you on the radio, and I was honored to do that, and it's still an honor to keep in touch with you. But you feel free to call me. If, brother, I know we can't do much, but if you need me for anything, you call me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that friendship means a lot. I was telling my wife today about at the very beginning when I was able to share my story with you, and you gave me so much time and so much prayer and support. You know, that is exactly how we're going to win, Butch, when we stand Amen. Together as a family of Christ.
I agree. And you tell your family and your oldest son, Nathaniel, that they're still in our thoughts also. And for goodness sake, brother, I know you will stay the course. And if we can do anything to help, you let me know. And we'll be in touch in the near future, I'm sure. I'm convinced when this law goes into effect and they start enforcing it, you may see some more fireworks, so to speak. But God bless you, brother, and I'll talk to you in the future, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you, Butch.
God bless. Folks, I want to say, let's help him if we can, all right? Financially needs help. I know it's kind of difficult. I don't know anything about doing anything online too well at all. I always just send cash. If you want to help, if you'll trust me with the funds, I'll see he gets $5, $10, or whatever it may be. Let's send some funds to help this man fight this ongoing battle. You know, he's won case after case. Case after case, but they're still after him. They're not going to quit. They're going to do their best to destroy him financially. And that's just what they do. So we got to stand together. I know we don't have the money they have. They take our dollars and destroy us with them. But we can band together. The many can band together with a little bit of it, everybody getting a little bit, and be able to match the power they have. We have a hope in that. The last hope is what Brother Archer said, it may come to violence. I don't want to see that. I don't. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Compromise? Or are you going to obey God rather than men? You want to help each other stand? Or are you going to try to stand alone? That's our decision. And I want to say about it. But folks, I love you. And by the grace of God, I will see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty. N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681, 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.